आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
शंकराचार्य से निर्विकारे निराकारे निर्विशेषे विदा कुतः, विदा कुतः डिफरेंसेस diversity, how can there be diversity in the truth which is nirvikar, nirvikar changeless, nirakar formless, nirvishesh, nirvishesh means absolute. There is no diversity in that truth. In case if we are seeing jagat or world, it is said that is a fancy, that is a projection. It is not Sat, it is Asat. Then it was also said by Shankaracharya that there is no Triputi there. Drishta, Drishya and Drishyadi. There is no Darshan. There is no Drishya, Adi. Adi means the means for knowledge. So there is no Triputi there. Then that reality which is all pervading and motionless, like the ocean after pralay, after dissolution. How is that thing? I mean the absolute truth, motionless. Like the ocean is motionless after dissolution of the world. Then it was said when the root of the delusion, that is avidya, ends, like the darkness ends in light. The moment the light comes, darkness ends. Similarly, when the knowledge will come, avidya will go away. Avidya will go away. Then in that there is no diversity seen. No diversity, no duality, no plurality is seen in that absolute truth. Then he gives an example of our deep sleep. In deep sleep we don't experience diversity. And one thing is there, that experience of everybody of deep sleep is one and same. Whether it is a rich person, poor person or an animal or anything, experience of deep sleep is one and same. It is sukh there. Because we have transcended mind. All the experiences are happening in the mind and intellect only. Since we have transcended mind, there is no experience of sukh even in deep sleep. Because ajnana is there, tamogun is there. It is overpowered by tamogun. But the moment the tamogun ends means when we wake up, then we say, oh, we slept very well. Then further it was says, a question came, is diversity there in the ajnana kal? During the ajnana kal, is there the diversity? Shankaracharya says no. In the state of ignorance also, there is no duality, there is no plurality, nothing is there. And he gives an example, there is no snake on the rope in kalatre, in three period of time, there is no snake on the rope. There is not a drop of water in mirage in three period of times. It was not there, it is not present, it will not be there. It is not there at all. And truth is non-dual, and duality is maya matram. It's an illusion. Truth is non-dual, and if we are seeing duality, then it is maya matram. It is an illusion, says the Shruti. And in Susupti, we don't experience any duality. We don't experience. Now Shankaracharya is saying that we should do atma-vichar, contemplation. Some more Vedanta principles will be explained by Shankaracharya ji from verse number 407 to 413. Some Vedanta principles, how to contemplate, how to meditate. Shankaracharya ji again going to tell us. 407.
Anannatvam adhisthanat.
Anannyatvam adhishtanat
aropyasya nirikshitam
aropyasya nirikshitam panditei rajju sarpadau
vikalpo bhranti jivanah vikalpo bhranti jivanah Anannatvam adhishthanat aropyasya nirikshitam panditei rajju sarpadau vikalpo bhranti jivanah.
Shankaracharya ji says, panditei, wise person, nirikshitam, they have observed. The wise persons have observed. What? Aropyasya. Aropyasya means of the superimposed. Adhishthanat with the substratum. Ananyatvam. Ananyatvam is identical. It's one and same. Wise person says that the one which is superimposed on the adhishthan, which is substratum, it is one and same. Identical. One and same. Some may argue that there are two things and both are independent, dvait and advait. Advait is substratum. Dvait is superimposition. Or somebody may say that non-dual reality and maya, there are two entities. Both are existing. Then Shankaracharya says, there is a problem. In accepting that both are real, there is some problem. Problem number one, maya or jagat is not independent of truth. Maya or jagat is not independent of truth. It cannot exist on of its own. Cannot exist. Existence is borrowed by jagat from satchitananda. Sat means existence, chit means knowledge, ananda means bliss. So existence is with the substratum which is borrowed by the jagat. Therefore, jagat is dependent on Satchidananda, whereas Satchidananda is independent. So point number one, jagat or maya is not independent. Like on the snake on the rope. Snake has no existence, but it is borrowing existence from the rope. Since the rope is there, snake is there. If rope is not there, snake is not there. So snake is borrowing existence from rope. Isness is borrowed from rope. Then superimposition can't stay independently without the substratum. If substratum is not there, if Brahman is not there, Jagat is not there. If rope is not there, snake is not there. If post is not there, ghost is not there. It is the substratum which is appearing as superimposition. It is substratum itself is appearing as superimposition. So what have they observed? They observed that the aropya, one which is superimposed, and the adhishtan are one and same. They are not different. They are not two. They are not two like the floor and the carpet or the utensil and the milk. Both have got the same degree of reality. Carpet and the floor have both have got the reality. Same degree of reality. Or in a utensil, milk is there. Utensil and milk, they have got the same degree of reality. But this Jagat is not like that. Earlier we have seen, it was said, it is Maya Matri Idam Dvaitam. Everything is Maya only. Everything is Maya. How do we understand? Sometimes we all make some picture by, say, different type of wool color, you make some picture. In that you saw field, you saw sun also, rays also coming, you saw some field also, cow also, a man plowing also. Everything is there. Jada Chetan, everything is there. So what is this whole scenery? Whole scenery is nothing but wool. Take out the wool, one by one. Where is world? Where is that scenery? Where is sun, moon and everything? Where is man? Where is cow? Field? Everything gone. Maya matram. The whole scenery made of that different color of wool is nothing but wool only. Rajjo sarpado vikalpo bhranti jivanam. Snake is not sitting on the rope. It is not the, and in the jnana avastha you cannot remove that snake with the lathi. You cannot remove it. So long the ignorance of that rope remains, snake will remain. Snake will remain. So there are two things. One is the substratum, another is superimposition. What we are seeing is only superimposition. We are not able to see adhishtan, the substratum. If I want to see adhishtan, what I have to do? Remove that superimposition. That's all. Remove the superimposition and we will be able to see the adhishtan. So bhranti jivan, what is this bhranti jivan? So long ignorance is there, there will be delusion. So long ignorance is there, the jagat is there. Delusion will be there. And so long delusion is there, superimposition will be true. Theek hai. So long I have got the gyan, ignorance, jagat is real for us. Real for us. So those who want to remain in bondage, they should not do bichar. Never do it. never do it. If you do bichar, bondage will go away. Okay. So it is said, bichar abhav jivan is bhranti jivan. Bichar abhav jivan is bhranti jivan, is a delusion. When we do bichar, then everything is okay. So Gurudev says, a projection upon a substratum has no existence apart from the substratum. The superimposed snake is not separate from the rope. The ghost and the post, the silver in the mother of pearl are examples. The silvery sign has no existence apart from the cell. It is not different at all, Ananya. The chain cannot exist apart from the gold. Take out the gold from the chain. Can you show me the form of chain? No, we can't. Similarly, whole jagat is what? Naam roop. Name and form is the whole jagat. Take out the substratum, all name and form will collapse. The pot has no existence independent of the mud. The world of phenomena too cannot exist apart from Brahman. You look at God all the time and ask, where is God? See? All the time we are seeing this jagat is nothing but Brahman alone. And we are saying, where is God? The wise man never sees any distinction in the world, for it is world, for it is but Brahman. The serpent in the rope is only a product of delusion. Truly, this world is a great lunatic asylum without walls. The way out of it is explained in the following verse. How to come out of this? Now, said in verse number 408. Beautiful verse.
Chittamulo vikalpoyam.
Chittamulo vikalpoyam.
Chittabhavena kaschana.
Chittabhavena kaschana.
Atashchittam samadhehi.
Atashchittam samadhehi.
Pratyagrupe paratmani.
Pratyagrupe paratmani.
Chittamulo vikalpoyam. Chittabhavena kaschana. Atashchittam samadhehi. Pratyagrupe paratmani.
Now we find same thought in Saddarsan also. Chittamula vikalpa ayam. I am this. Vikalpa, this pluralistic. Chittamula has its root in mind. So whatever plurality we are seeing in this world, Shankaracharya is saying the root of this plurality is in mind.
Chitta bhavena kaschana. Chitta bhav, when the mind is annihilated. Chitta bhav, when mind is not there, na kaschana, nothing exists. Nothing exists. Atah chittam samadehi. Therefore, chittam, the mind, should be concentrated or dissolved. Khatam. Mind should be dissolved. Where? Pratyak rupe paratmani. In the subjective self. In the subjective self. So mind should be dissolved in the subjective self. Okay. Chittamula vikalpa, ma'am. This vikalpa, pluralistic jagat. The root is mind. So in one sentence we can say the root of jagat is mind. The root of jagat is mind. Chitta bhavena kaschana, when there is no mind, no vikalpa, no jagat. Our own experience in deep sleep. There is no jagat. Why? Because mind is not there. No vikalpa. So this jagat, dhiya udeti dhiyasta, when the mind is there, jagat is there. When the mind is not there, jagat is not there. Okay. In Upadesha, Raman Maharshi says, vrittayo mana vittiham mana. What is this mind? Or we have studied in kinder life also. What is mind? Flow of thought is mind. Flow of thought is mind. That's all. Then Raman Maharshi says, now you analyze this thought. In this thought there are two things. One is the idam vritti, another is the aham vritti. Idam vritti changes continuously, but aham vritti remains same. Experiencer is one and same. But no, both are vrittis only. Both are vritti, both are thoughts. And these thoughts are superimposed. Superimposed on what? Suddha aham. So in the mind there are three things. One is the idam vritti. So when I am seeing Deepakji, another one vritti. Maulinji, another vritti. Different way vritti. But who is the experience? Aham. Aham is common in all. So Raman Maharshi says, you drop the idam vritti, then what is the more permanent vritti? Is the aham vritti. Therefore, aham vritti is mine. Aham vritti is mine. And in Upadesha Sar we saw, Bhagwan Raman Maharshi says, analyze where from this aham vritti is arising. Find out the source of this aham vritti. And the moment you try to find out the source of aham vritti, all of a sudden, gone.
Aipatate.
Gaya. So long ego is there, jagat will be there. So long ego is there, aham vritti is there, jagat is there. Think of the world without the thinker. What is this ego? Aham karta, aham manta, aham gyata. This is ego. Now you try to think of the world without thinker, aham vritti. Idam vritti we have already dissolved. Aham vritti. If aham vritti is there, jagat is there. If aham vritti is not there, jagat is not there. In Vivek Chudamani, earlier in verse number 169, we have seen, nahi asti avidya manse atrikta. Apart from mind, there is no ignorance. Apart from mind, there is no ignorance. Manahi avidya bhavabandha hetu. This mind is the cause of bhavabandha hetu. Is the cause of our bondage. How to come out? So if we destroy this aham vritti, what will happen? Jagat is destroyed. If ego is not there, there is no jagat. We cannot think of jagat without ego. Therefore, Raman Maharshi says, manasam tu kim marga ne krite naiva manasam marga arjavat. Inquire, what is this mind? What is this mind? If you inquire, you will find that mind is not there. If we inquire, we will find mind is not there. And the whole life, what we are doing? If the situation outside is conducive or unconducive, we try to change the circumstances outside so that I can experience inside sukh or dukh. Raman Maharshi says, why are you toiling outside? Why not inquire whether the mind is there or not, in which we experience sukh and dukh? If we inquire, what will happen? No mind. Khatam ho gaya. Again it was said, nashta manasa utkrishta yogina. So if I want to remove this world, what I have to do? I have to destroy my mind. Ego, khatam kar do. Nashta manasa utkrishta yogina. One who has dissolved his mind, destroyed his mind, it's okay. He is the best yogi. Manonas. Manonas. We have to destroy our mind. ये बहुत गड़बड़ वाला बात आप बता रहे हैं. We have to destroy our mind. Okay. Manonas means the destruction of ego or ignorance. Misconception. We are giving reality to ego. But after destruction of ignorance, there still will be ego, which you'll call functional ego. Don't think a jnani becomes without ego means egoless. Ko function hi nahi karega. If ego ahankar hi nahi hai, so how you will function in the world? You can't function. What jnani has destroyed is he has destroyed his ignorance, avidya. All misconception he has destroyed. Okay. After ignorance is removed, after we come to know that this snake is nothing but the rope only, after that knowledge, if the snake remains, what is the harm? I now know the nature of this snake. Earlier, I was ignorant about the rope. Earlier, I was thinking the snake is real, it is going to bite me and I will die. I was frightened. Now, after the knowledge, if after the knowledge, even if you see the snake and you know the rope, you know this snake will not move. It is not going to harm me. Same with this jagat is there, superimposed on the substratum. When I come to know the substratum, even after that, if the jagat is still there, what is harm? Let it be. I know that this jagat cannot give me sorrow now. Earlier I was giving reality to snake. Earlier in the stage of ignorance I was giving reality to jagat. Now after realization, jagat is there, snake is there, I am not giving reality to both. Let it be. Kya mera bigadega? No harm. Now I know the source of all sorrow is that substratum. Are you all present? Source of all sorrow is that jagat. Source of all sorrow is that snake. After realization, I know. This gives me sorrow. Isko dur rakho. For functional, for transactional purpose, world will be there. Let it be there. Now I know it. Ataha, therefore, now the conclusion. See? Beautifully he is saying now what is to be done. Ata chittam samadehi pratyak rupe paratmani. Ata therefore chittam, this mind should be dissolved. Where? In pratyak rupe atmani, in our own self. Pratyak rupe atmani. So what is to be done? We have to withdraw our mind from the world. Withdraw the mind. It is outside going. Withdraw it. And put it in the self. What is that self? What is the mool of chitta? Chitta means mind. What is the root of ahambritti? This thought we have discussed many times. There is in the mind suddha aham reflection is there. Suddha aham, on that there is ahambritti, and on that ahambritti there are idambritti going continuously, idambritti is changing. So from idam vritti we have come to aham vritti. From aham vritti we want to come to suddham. Suddham. So what is to be done? Ata chittam samadehi. Withdraw your mind from the world and try to establish that mind in the root of the mind, the illuminator of mind, which is present there. What will happen? You will get it. Mind is dissolved. You come to know Satchit Anand. In Samadhi, we come to know that. So do Samadhi to realize it. Agar aapko vishwas nahi hai, if you have got no faith, if you still want to verify, I want to know whether substratum is there or not, do Samadhi. Mil jayega. It is there with you. So earlier we knew that what is this world? We knew that world is bhutmay. Is it not so? Bhutmay. Everything is made of five great elements. Is it not so? This is our earlier understanding. Now Shankaracharya is saying this whole world is manomay. Further improvement. So long the mind is there, world is there. If mind is not there, world is not there. Same thought is said in Saddarsan, Manomayam Tat Bhuvanam Badamaha. This Bhuvanam, this world, what is this? Manomaya, that's all. And it is our own experience. In deep sleep there is no world. In deep sleep there is no world. But that chitta, world may not be there in the deep sleep, but in the waking state, in the dream state and the deep sleep state, chitta, not double ta, chitta, not mind. Chit, sat chit anand. That chit, sat chit anand is present in waking state, illuminating all our thoughts, and in the dream state, illuminating our dream. And in the deep sleep state, it is present there. It is there. Mind is not there. But still, that is there. Okay. So, to establish mind firmly in the Supreme Atman, the following are the effort with impasses. Now, three verses Shankaracharya is going to give us how to do this samadhi. Shankaracharya says, at present, all of us are suffering because of the vagaries of the mind. We are all suffering because the mind is there. All sukh dukh are happening in the mind only. We want to get out of this mental turmoil. The mind turned outward and gushing out is the chitta. It is going outside is the chitta. Double ta. The manifestation of this world is from the chitta only. Whenever the mind is not running out, there is no pluralistic world, deep sleep. To get out of this madness, the mind that is constantly running out has to be quietened. Do not allow it to sprout out. Sprout out means withdraw your mind. Don't allow it to go out. If it does, the world is of course real. If the mind goes out, he will say, no, this is real. I am transacting with this whole world. It is real. Then what will happen? It will give you on a silver plate in a golden cup all its poisonous sorrows. Same thought which you are seeing. Atma is giving us dukkha and Atma is giving us sukha. Same thought. Anatma is giving us dukkha, Atma will give sukha. How this Anatma will give you dukkha? In a silver plate, chak 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 chak, glittering gold,
golden cup,
and full of poison. Same thing Bhagavan Krishna has said in Gita, dukkhalaya, it is dukkhalaya. If you want the pure bliss and beatitude of Brahman, you have to end this world. You have to end this world. We cannot have both. Idhar ka sukh bhi lenge, udhar ka bhi sukh lenge. Aisa nahi hoga. In order to do so, quieten the mind in the contemplation of the Supreme Self, which is your innermost core. So that self is already with us. Thus, turn inward. So mind is at present is outward. What we have to do it? Turn it inward. This is the only method. This is the only method by which you can get out of this mad world. Sit down and cautiously withdraw your mind as though in sleep and experience that state where there is no object. In deep sleep we find mind is not there. Objects, idam vritti is not there. Not there. That we have to bring that state in jagritavastha, in waking state. In waking state we have to make our mind so still that there are no objects coming, no thoughts coming. But we are not sleeping. But we are not sleeping. As though in sleep and experience that stage where there is no object, emotions and thought, that conscious sleep is called samadhi. This is samadhi. In sleep, though there is no perception of the outer world and hence no misapprehension, there is nevertheless a blinding non-apprehension. What happens in the deep sleep? Tamogun is there. Tamogun is there, therefore we are not able to experience any bliss there. But what will happen here in samadhi? When you consciously sleep, there is no non-apprehension either, and only a complete apprehension of the reality. Complete apprehension, it is the full awareness. It is full awareness. Mind is not there. Mind is not there. We have transcended mind. Ahambritti also gone. And what is there? Full awareness. Awareness means light, which is illuminated. It's not light like this. It is awareness. Full awareness is there. Then now he is telling us how to do that samadhi, or in samadhi, what you will see.
Kimapi satata bodham, kimatvi satata bodham, kevalananda rupam,
kevalananda rupam,
nirupamamati velam,
nirupamamati velam,
nityamuktam niriham,
nityamuktam niriham,
niravadhi gaganabham,
niravadhi gaganabham,
nishkalam nirvikalpam,
nishkalam nirvikalpam,
ridikalayati vidwan,
ridikalayati vidwan,
brahmapurnam samadhau,
brahmapurnam samadhau,
kimapi satata bodham, kevalananda rupam, nirupamamati velam, nityamuktam niriham, niravadhi gaganabham, nishkalam nirvikalpam, ridikalayati vidwan, brahmapurnam samadhau.
Now come to the fourth line. In fourth line we find samadhau, last word. Samadhau, in samadhi, vidwan. Vidwan is a right person who has done the sravan first. Then he is meditating. Vidwan, kalayati, kalayati means realizes. So in samadhi, vidwan realizes. Realizes what? Brahma purnam. Infinite Brahma. Where? Riddhi in heart. So after we have done the sravan about that Brahman, now I want to verify it, see it, experience it. It can be done in samadhi. In samadhi, we can realize in our own heart. What is that? Kimapi. Kimapi means what? Something is there which can't be described. Kimapi. Inexplicable. Even when you go there, now you cannot say what is that state. Can't say. Why? Mind is not there. We have withdrawn our mind from the world. Senses are all closed. Mind is also not there. Perceiver is not there. Thinker is not there. Ego is not there. Kimapi, you cannot describe. Therefore, in Taittiriya Upanishad, he says, yato vacho nivartante aprapya mansasa. Aprapya. You will not get it by mansa, by your mind. Aprapya mansasa. Yato vacho nivartante. You cannot explain by your words. What is that state? Kimapi. Vidwan kalati, what he realizes? Satat bodham. Satat bodham. Continuously present in all of us as awareness, and it is pulsating as I. It is capital I, continuously it is pulsating, I. In each breath it is saying, I am here. So hum. If you close your ears and if you take a deep breath, you will understand it is saying so. And when you release your breath, aham. So hum. In each breath it is saying, I am here, I am here, I am pulsating as I. Keval ananda rupam, unadulterated bliss. Keval. There is nothing else there. Nothing else there. Anandi ananda. Can you give a simile? Nirupam. Nirupam. There is no simile for this. Upama rahit, unparalleled. Why upama rahit? Why can't we give upama? For giving upama, for giving simile, we need two. Can we say Brahman is? There are two Brahmans. Brahman A, then I can compare Brahman A with Brahman B. No. I can't give any upama because a non-dual individual is only one. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, na tasya pratima asti. Ativelam, ativelam, beyond limitation time. It is not finite, conditioned by time. Whole world is conditioned in space and time. But that reality is ativelam, not conditioned by any space and time. Nitya muktam, ever free. Ever free. Niriham. Iha means desire or action. It is desireless and actionless. Desireless and actionless. This Niriham word you will find in Vishnu Sahasranam also and Tapovan Satkam also. Niriham. Desireless, actionless. Niravadi Gaganabham. Niravadi Abadi. There is no limit. No limit. How much is Brahman? No limit. Maximum we can give you the example of the space which is all pervading. But this truth reality is even subtler than, it is beyond space also. So in one sentence, normally what we say, Desh Kala Vastu Aparichinna is not conditioned by any space, any time, or any object. Brahman, you cannot say, oh, this is Brahman. Not an object. Since it is not an object, it is subject, therefore it cannot be grasped. And this subject can never be made an object. Bada majhe ke baat hai. Therefore you cannot perceive with your organs of perception, or mind, or intellect. Niskalam, niskalam, no kala, no division. The moon has kala, different phases it has kala. But this is niskalam. Nirvikalpanam, nirvikalpam, absolute, no difference in it. Bereft of all wrong ideas, no thoughts. No thought disturbances. Thought hi nahi hai usme, nirvikalpam. No thought. All thoughts are in mind and we have transcended it. So that is Brahman, difficult to explain. Still you may think, why it is difficult to explain? And Mahatma says, even the worldly things you cannot explain. Worldly thing. If I ask you, please explain the sweetness of banana, mango, and apple. Try. Tell me, what is the sweetness of banana, mango, and an apple? Make a comparative statement. Likho. Difficult. But if you want to experience the sweetness of banana, mango and apple, what you have to do? Eat it. Similarly, if you want to experience Brahman, what you have to do? Do it yourself. Experience it. Apne aap karo. Next.
Prakriti vikriti shunnam.
Prakriti vikriti shunnam.
Bhavanatita bhavam.
Bhavanatita bhavam.
Samarasama samanam.
Samarasama samanam.
Manasambandha duram.
Manasambandha duram.
Nigama vachana siddham. Nigama vachana siddham. Nittam asmant prasiddham. Nittam asmant prasiddham. Ridikalayati vidvan. Ridikalayati vidvan. Brahma purnam samadhau. Brahma purnam samadhau. Prakriti vikriti shunnam. Bhavanatita bhavam. Samarasama samanam. Manasambandha duram. Nigama vachana siddham. Nittam asmat prasiddham. Ridikalayati vidvan. Brahma purnam samadhau.
Ridikalayati vidvan. Brahma purnam samadhau. In samadhi, vidvan realizes that infinite Brahman where in Hridi. He realizes that. So what that vidvan realizes? Prakriti vikriti sunyam. Sunyam is devoid. Prakriti vikriti, devoid of cause and effect. Cause and effect, devoid of. Prakriti, cause. Vikriti, effect. So we know prakriti. Prakriti has got two stages. One is the unmanifest stage, abhyakta. And in Bhagavatam it is said it is called pradhan. Abhyakta state of prakriti is called pradhan. And the vyakta state of prakriti is called prakriti. Prakriti. So from pradhan, which is abhyakta, comes the prakriti, which is vyakta. From unmanifest comes the manifest. So first thing which comes is the mahatattva. Mahatattva. From mahatattva comes the ahankar. So what is the cause of ahankar? Mahatattva is the cause. What is the effect of mahatattva? Ahankar is the effect. So there is a cause and effect relationship. From ahankar came tanmatra. So what is the cause of tanmatra? The cause of tanmatra is ahankar. What is the effect of ahankar? It is tanmatra. Again, cause and effect relationship. And then from tanmatra came the gross element, and with the combination of gross elements and the subtle element, all our gross bodies and the whole Brahman was created or made. So prakriti, vikriti, cause, effect, cause and effect. So how is that Brahman? Prakriti, vikriti, sunyam, devoid. Devoid of any cause and effect. Like seed is the cause, tree is an effect, it becomes a cause for another tree through its fruits when it comes. But Brahman is free of cause and effect. Then, bhavana titam bhavam. Bhav means thought or form. He is beyond atit of all thoughts and form, whose nature is beyond imagination. Whose nature is beyond imagination or comprehension without the aid of Upanishad. We cannot comprehend that tattva, that reality, that truth without the help of Upanishad. If Upanishad is not there, we cannot comprehend. Samrasam asamanam. Samrasam asamanam. Ekarupam. It is homogeneous. Asamanam, matchless. Beyond compare. Beyond compare. Surpanaka said to Ramji, mosam nari tumsam purusam. Like a nari like me and purus like you, matchless, there is nothing else in the world. In Ramayana, when Surpanaka came, now she is addressing Ramji. Mosam nari or tumsam purus, matchless. Matchless. asamanam. Mana sambandha duram, far from man. Man means praman. Beyond the reach of all praman. Beyond the reach of all praman. Praman means what? Dietary. This is a praman. For any, to see any form, eyes are praman. To see or to hear any sound, ears are praman. We say pratyaksha praman. Then there is apratyaksha praman, anuman, upaman. So there are different types of praman. But by these praman, I cannot grasp that Brahman. But how can I get it? How to know it? If I can't perceive with my organs of perception, action and all that, mind and intellect, then how can I realize? Nigam vachana siddham, know by sabda praman, that is by shastra, through Upanishad, through Vedanta. Other praman can't explain, but Vedanta, Shastra will explain it. Nityam asmat prasiddham. And constantly experienced as I. Constantly experienced. If you have got a doubt, after the class you sit down, close your eyes and close your ear also and take deep breath and release. If you do several times, you will understand it is saying so-hum. So-hum. Constantly it is saying. So that is the nature of tattva, understand by samadhi. But there is a hidden indication here. What is that? First listen, nigam vachan. How will you come to understand that Brahman? Nigam vachana. Nigam vachana means what? Shastra. What you have to do? Shravan. Not pathan. Don't try to enter into Vedas yourself. Next time when I go to India, I will bring all Rig Veda, Yajur Veda and Atharva Veda, Sam Veda, sab Veda leke aayenge. And you start reading Sanskrit, aata nahi hai. Even if you learn Sanskrit also, Panini grammar, they say it takes 10 lives to understand the Sanskrit and Panini grammar. Even if you start after that studying, without help of Guru, you'll find 95% is the Karma Kand. You will be lost in Karma Kand. Lost in Karma Kand. Only 5%, 4% is the knowledge part, Vedanta. That what we are studying here is only Vedanta, not Karma Kand. So where will I get this? Nigam Vachana Shravan. First we have to listen. Then after that, do the Samadhi. After that, you do the Samadhi. Next.
Ajaramaramasta bhava vastu swarupam
abhava vastu swarupam
stimita salila rashi
stimita salila rashi
prakhyamakhya vihinam
prakhyamakhya vihinam
Shamita guna vikaram, shamita guna vikaram, shashvatam shantamekam,
shashvatam shantamekam,
ridikalayati vidwan, brahmapurnam samadhau, brahmapurnam samadhau. Ajaramamaramasta abhava vastu swarupam stimita salila rashi prakhyamakhya vihinam shamita guna vikaram shashvatam shantamekam ridikalayati vidwan brahmapurnam samadhau.
So, Hridikalati Vidwan Brahmapurnam Samadho. So through samadhi, wise realize the Purna Brahma in heart. So this last line is coming from last two verses also. Same meaning. Then what you will find there? Ajaram. Ajaram. No jara. No jara? No old age. No decay in that. That tattva, that truth is not changing. There is no decay. We have got the experience of decay in the whole world. Everything is decaying and modifying. And what is the rule? Yad drisyam tad jadam, tad vikari, tad vinasi, tad mithya, tad asat. It's not there. Ajaram, amaram, immortal. In the world, what we find? Maram, maram, maram only. Everything is dying. But that tattva is amaram, immortal. Asta abhav vastu sarupam. Asta abhav, where abhav has set. Abhav is not there. That means bhav is there. It is present. Asta abhav, it is not that abhav is not void. Where that is set. Abhav has set. That is bhav rupa, it is present. And there is a path bhed here also. Asta abhasam. Abhasam means the all the superimposition, illusion. Asta abhas. There is no illusion there. Asta abhas. Okay. Stimit salil rasi prakyam. Like a calm ocean, waveless ocean, nistaranga jal rasi. Earlier also, Shankaracharya compared with a ocean in the dissolution, waveless ocean, same thing. Stimit salil rasi prakyam. Akhyabihinam, it is nameless. It's nameless because it is formless. For our transactional purpose, we say this is a gold chain, this is ring, this is earring, all, everything is made of gold only. Why are we giving different names? Because of for our transaction purpose. Now if there is only one Brahman, kya naam dena usko? Kya transaction? There is no transaction with the world. No name is required. Earlier, Shankaracharya says there is no gotra, no kula, nothing is there. Ek hi hai, only one Brahman is there. Samit gun vikaram, samit gun, gun are quietened, gun dosa raitam, gun dosa raitam. Where is this gun dosa? It's all in the mind. We have gone beyond mind. Gun dosa raitam. Okay. And the qualities, what are these qualityless? Without gun, gun means, gun raitam is qualityless. Vikaram, samit gun vikaram, changeless, no vikar there. Saswatam, existing without beginning. Saswatam, uska jan nahi hai, no death. Never ask, what is the bap, who is the bap of Brahman? What is the cause of Brahman? Tell me. Upanishad says, sa kastha, sa paragati. That is the end. Bas. Aapko itna janna hai. Not after that. Santam, undisturbed by anything. Ekam. Ekam means without second. So that tattva is eternal, tranquil, and one. Tranquil and one. This is what you will get in samadhi. When you reach there, you can verify all these words there. In the last three verses, whatever Shankaracharya said, we can verify it there. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.